about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry if I sound a little bit stressed. We are down to the last couple squares of toilet paper right next to my studio, and I am probably not going to have time to run out and get some and or have anybody go get some, and I'm trying to contemplate and strategize how to use the last couple squares. It's kind of nerve-wracking, you know? You know how when your cell phone battery goes down, that feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be able to function? Same thing. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. I'll try to find some Kleenex around the place. But, toilet paper is down to the last few bitty squares. I'm a little nervous about that. Especially since I had a fiber bar. We'll figure it out. All right, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hope you guys don't feel the same stress that I'm feeling. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of interesting stuff to talk about. We have a brain cancer vaccine that is on the way. And, of course, brain cancer scares the heck out of all of us. So I'm pretty excited about that. There's this ultrasound gel that we were talking about in the first hour that's used for a variety of procedures. And I guess the FDA had to seize it. Right? Kind of, you know, military style seize. And, we will kind of talk about that and how exciting that was. Also some like new developments in mice and I guess reversing baldness. Japanese scientists have done some pretty heavy duty things with, making hairless mice, with hair again. So they're pretty happy and feeling all sexy, even though I think, you know, bald men are sexy, bald mice not too sexy. They think, this is kind of interesting, that they're going to have an antidote for cocaine overdose in the future. This is kind of interesting. Scientists in the Scripps Research Institute of La Jolla, California, have come up with an injectable solution that has been shown to reverse the effects of cocaine overdose in mice. Now, I don't know why mice would be partying like that, but I guess they do. They say after success with their experiments, researchers are eager to move on to human trials. Now, when I worked in the ER, these people coming in with cocaine overdose, heart rate sometimes would be up in the 200s. I mean, these guys were about to go into cardiac arrest. Very agitated. And so we would just try to slow them down. All right. But they're calling this antidote, all right, kind of like a vaccine. All right. It's a cocaine vaccine, a solution of drug-specific human antibodies that'll quickly bind to the cocaine, right, so that they are ineffective. Kind of like countermeasures on a torpedo. You know, they say launch countermeasures. So the missile's coming to the torpedo, or the torpedo's coming to the submarine, and the submarine launches countermeasures. That's exactly what this is like. All right. Now, they explain it here in Fox News. It's like a sponge. You spill something and you go soak it up. When cocaine is in the body, the antibodies bind to it and remove it through kidney or liver, or it's just degraded. The antidote sequesters in the blood to pull them out of the brain. Nah, I like my countermeasures better. I just kind of like, you know, thinking everything's all military. Like, it's more exciting. A sponge. That's not pretty fun. So interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Now, we're talking about kids and drugs in the first hour. You got, these kids that use speed and ecstasy are more prone for depression. Of course they are. Of course they are. I mean, after stimulating and going through those highs, you end up crashing and getting the lows. But, I mean, they could get some pretty, pretty bad lows. And we were talking about childhood teenage depression yesterday and the vaccine that they've come up with. I think, a blood test, where they could detect if your teenager possibly has depression. I mean, that's nice, because honestly, the clock is ticking. Now, you have a teen, and these teens, they seem to be teenagers for a very long time. And they seem to be going through their teens earlier. You know, my son was in the fifth grade when he already started being moody and giving me lip. You know, and then, of course, the younger brother watches this in the second grade and starts to act like older brother. So it's like I have two teenagers in the house, and they aren't even teenagers yet. And they're giving me lip. Better watch out. Mama's tough. They don't think I'm tough because I'm always working. I'm always gone. And then when I see them, I'm like, oh, my babies. Oh, my babies. Give your mom a big hug and kiss. Oh, mom, I got a D. and history. Oh, it doesn't matter. I love you so much. I miss you. I feel so guilty that I work all the time and I'm an absent mom. I feel so guilty. Anything you want. And the teacher's like, excuse me, can we please deal with the D? So I need to kind of get back into, you know, mama's going to open up a can of whoop butt, you know, type of thing. But I can't do that. Can you imagine? See, my kids know that. All my kids have to do is call the local TV station, call the local newspaper, even if I didn't do it, right, and say, mama spanked me. And can you imagine the uproar? Oh, Dr. Dolly has spanked her kid. Oh, no, I can't spank my kids, even if I think they need a spanking. Even if I think, you know, everybody would say, oh, my God, child abuse, et cetera, my career would be over. So I got to take away their Wii, or I got to take away their World of Warcraft account or something. So I honestly, my kids have castrated me. They know that, you know, I can't discipline them. And I mean, I wouldn't want to discipline them the way I was disciplined. I mean, I couldn't sit in class. You know, I'd come to school. My teacher would be like, why aren't you sitting? I'm like, I got a butt whooping. You know, the belt had a lot of turquoise I can't even think of the belt, clasp. I get you. Just stand in the back. I got you. But, no, my kids now, it's like, mommy. So, yeah, they got me. They got me by the cojones if I had some. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. But you know what? I can handle them. I think I can. You know, the one thing that's interesting about some children is you could still do guilt trips and you could flog them like crazy with your apathy or your guilt trip to the point where they could cry. My mom taught me how to do that. You know, so that's, you know, as long as I can flog them with something. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know it has to be invisible, no marks, right? Honestly, I just don't get how my kids or any kids think they could talk back to their parents. I mean, I think I might have barely talked back once. It wasn't even really talking back. It was, my mom had called me, and I don't know if I was watching the Dukes of Hazzard or if I was working on homework, and she called my name, and I said, what? That's all I said, what? I don't remember anything after that. You don't say what in my family. You're like, yes, mom. My kids, they're like, what, old woman? You're bothering me. And I'm like, oh, my baby, I'm sorry. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle TUFFShelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Will just writes, Dr. Dahlia, if you're out of toilet paper, you could go into the shower and pee in the shower. That's what we do in our house. Come on, no medical questions. Thank you for empathizing with the toilet paper issue. Yes, before the break, we were talking about how toilet paper's running out, only four squares. Yeah, I could pee in the shower and then, you know, bypass that particular scent when you need a toilet paper and save the toilet paper for the next potty. It's a good idea. Good idea. Not too good if you have to go number two. But thank you. Thank you, Will. That's very helpful. All right. What are we talking about here? Okay, let's see. Oh, very, very sad case. Did you guys hear about this? We talked about this where two little girls were fighting. 11-year-old girl in Long Beach, California fought with a 10-year-old schoolmate. And I guess no weapons, nobody fell down, and this was just a fight between two girls. Now, I guess 6 hours after the fight, one of them dies. From what we understand, one of them, the younger one, the 10-year-old girl, Joanna Ramos, was hit in the head. And, you know, she came home, she told her parents about the fight, was a little bit tired, and unfortunately had a blood clot in her brain. Was resuscitated several times, but then died. Now, from what we understand, the other girl, the 11-year-old girl, is not going to be, from what I understand, tried Let me see what's going on. Yeah, no charges. I guess because it wasn't intended. They had a fight. There were no weapons, etc. Of course, the older sister of the girl that had died said, look, you know, she did intend to hurt her. She did go into this wanting to fight. But this was a fight that went really badly. You know, what is going on with kids and their tempers, especially girls? You know, we were talking about yesterday about this little girl, this six-year-old kindergartner, Celicia Johnson. Remember, who was fighting and throwing a temper tantrum, and the school couldn't control her, so they ended up calling the police, and then the police handcuffed her and then took her to the police station, which I think was good. You know, let the police, you know, it'll teach the kid. You know, you can't be throwing a huge temper tantrum and, you know, expect there not to be consequences. Fine. Ride in the back of a police car, you know, learn a lesson. But, I mean, is it just me, or are these temper tantrums and these fights getting worse? I mean, when I went to school in the 80s, the fights were still pretty vicious. I mean, girls knew how to fight, and we did fight. There were fights all the time. And, I mean, we threw each other against lockers. We threw each other on the ground. I mean, luckily, nobody in any of the schools I went to had a blood clot or died. But it just, you know, I don't know. It, like, seems to me that we're having a lot more emotion and emotional outbursts and maybe a little bit more drama. Is it because of all the reality TV and people think it's cool? I mean, remember the whole Jerry Springer stuff? People jumping on each other and trying to choke each other on TV? You know, I mean, maybe we see this and go, oh, okay, so it's okay to go after somebody. Is it all the hormones in our milk? You know, but, you know, the police, in terms of this, you know, little six-year-old that was taken, taken away by the police, they're, of course, mad. They're like, why did you, you know, call us? You really couldn't restrain this kid? Well, apparently they couldn't. You know, I mean, and you know, what if the child had something wrong with them? And, you know, sometimes when you have an adult who is usually mild-tempered and all of a sudden kind of, you know, just lets loose. Many times I've found them to be eventually diagnosed with a brain tumor or cancer that's metastasized to the brain. There was a lawyer that called me up one day yelling at me because of a report I did, even though I had talked to his partner about the disability rating and, you know, how I was going to do it because there was only X amount of information. Well, he was so mad because he had told his patient that, told his client that the client was going to make a heck of a lot more money. And my rating didn't offer that. I'm like, why is he yelling at me? He would have never done that. What am I supposed to do? I can't, you know, I'm sorry if your client's not make a lot of money. Well, it turned out 1 month later, he died from metastatic melanoma that had gone to his brain. We had another lady who family just dropped her off at the hospital. They couldn't take her. She was just yelling and screaming and was impossible to deal with for the last week. They didn't know what to do. They dropped her off in the in the ER. She ended up having breast cancer that had metastasized to the frontal lobe of the brain. That's why her behavior went kooky. So, you know, one thing I recommend is whenever you have somebody, I don't know if I would do this in children, you know, as frequently as adults, but, I mean, we're talking about a complete about face with the adult that you're dealing with. Could be something kooky going on in the brain. All right, especially if it's unlike them. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Listen to your show now, and you're talking about the child who was handcuffed and taken to the police station from her school.
Mm-hmm.
The one comment I have, which nobody's talking about, is if the principal or teacher tried to calm her down or tried to discipline her in any way, sounds like her parents would be one of the first ones to sue the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame the school district for calling the police. This child was out of control, and she was a potential harm to the administrators and to herself. So I would just be safe and call the cops, have them drag her out, and just like you said, maybe it'll scare her, and in the future she won't do such a thing. But the main point is to prevent the parents from suing the school district. Thanks, and enjoy your show.
No, bye-bye. Thank you. Good, good point. I think I did bring that up yesterday, where if the school cannot control her, them using restraints could absolutely open them up to a huge wealth of liability. I mean, just open them wide. I mean, they would be wide open to that. And so, yeah, I thought I brought it up yesterday. Maybe not. But it's absolutely, if the school does not know how to control a child, especially if they are could pose injury to themselves or to others, that's what the police are for. Get them involved. You are not, I don't even know what the school is allowed to do in terms of restraint. I don't know if they're even allowed to. Now, from what I understand, certain schools do have protocols on what to do if a child does start to go crazy. I'm trying to see. I thought I saw something written about, like, there's some sort of a, I hate to use the word law, but there's some sort of a protocol schools are. So, but, you know, if you lock a kid up in a room, is that considered inappropriate restraint? You know, in many schools, you really don't have a padded room. You know, this kid starts to, you know, bang themselves and bang their head against a wall. They could give themselves a brain bleed. What do you do with them? So absolutely, call the police. Why not? You know, it's funny. I've had parents who have had difficulty with unruly kids, and they've done that. I remember my parents threatening that with my brother. They go, you want me to call the police? I'll call the police. Let the police take you down. We'll deal with it later. I'll get a night off. You know, my kid's like, my brother's like, no, thank you. I'll pass. No, I will pass. You know, one of my parents, her son, now he's grown up. I've been following the family for years, taking care of them for years. Son's grown up now, has a family, etc. But when he was a teenager, was into a lot of trouble. And she decided to take him to an area of town that would scare him a little bit and just drop him off. And, you know, she drove by and she's like, you know, fine. You know, you don't want to live with us anymore. Find a place to live out here. And, you know, he was a little scared. And, you know, hop back in the car, bathed a little bit. You know, I mean, there's different ways to do tough love. But I am a huge fan of tough love. As long as it's not abusing the kid and causing them, you know, physical harm. And you don't want to mentally abuse them either. But, you know, I told you about one of my children, young. I think he was only 5 at the time. Was upset about a rule that we had. Something about putting their toys away or something. Something happened. I'm driving home with him. And he goes, I want a new mommy. Now, you know, even though that, you know, ripped my heart to pieces and I probably would have blubbered, I was able to hold back the tears and I go, fine, you want a new mommy? Fine. All right. And I stopped the car. We were already kind of in the neighborhood and I said, get out, go to that house, go find a new mommy. And he's giggly. He's like, no. Okay. So I drive on and he goes, you know what? Yeah, I think I want a new mommy. I slammed the car, brakes, right? So get out, get the hell out of the car, go. No. Well, the third time, it's not funny anymore because now he's making a joke. And he needs to know he needs to respect me. So what I did is I let him out of the car and I said, go. And this little kid, 5-year-old, stubborn, he starts walking to a house. Now, I knew the neighbor's house, so I knew he was kind of in a safe environment. So he starts marching off and walking. I know I've told you guys the story before. And I start driving off. And I look at him in the rearview mirror and the fear he had, and he starts running after the car, right now. So I let him in, let him back in the car, and I'm like, oh, really, you want to live with me now? Yes, mommy. Yes, sometimes tough love helps. Tough love. Anyway, when you do have a kid with a temper tantrum, I want to review it really quickly coming back from break, okay? So don't go away. And even if your spouse, sometimes my husband has a temper tantrum, I'll tell you what I do with him too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro. Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA, coming April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits, climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about kids' temper tantrums and how they really get us in a vice, you know, and they got us by the cojones a lot of times, especially when we're out in public. And luckily, I've received, you know, much advice from my parents who I've taken care of throughout the years. And watching them deal with kids, of course, having two kids of my own, I don't want to say I'm an expert by any means, but I've definitely learned a lot and been able to put a lot of things together. And luckily, I didn't have really bad kids. I mean, my kids would throw some fits, but I was very adept in dealing with them. And one of the things you have to do as a parent is not care about everybody looking at you. Okay? Many of us were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I know you're trying to eat your dinner. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And the kid, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, look, you know, when my kid would throw a fit in a restaurant, I would say, all right, we are going out to the car and we're going to hang out. All right, see you later. Wave goodbye to everybody. You're ruining their dinners. Wave goodbye. You know, the restaurant would be like, bye. Get the heck out of here. See ya. You know, and it was almost like, no big thing for me. Gives me some material. Thank you. I look like a hero. You just cry. All right, fine. We'll sit in the car. You could cry as long as you like in the car. And you don't leave them in the car. I mean, you could sit there with the air conditioning on or with the heat on. If you get tired of their screaming, then you could leave the car. Of course, I have the windows down. You could stand right next to the car. So then they're there. I usually have my back to them. I don't want them to see my face. Yeah, and then you know, they are you done? I guess you're not done. All right, I'm just waiting. La, la, la. Oh, I can file my nails. Right, are you done now? Yes. Are you ready to go back in? Yes. No, he's staying in the car. You know, they get bored. You know, they get bored after a while. But one of the things you need to do is get the child into a private place as quickly as possible. Sometimes these kids want the attention of everybody else. They do. Okay? And you don't have to restrain them. You just have to just carry them out and go. Right? You know, and I mean, hopefully if they're of the size that you could carry them out. If you can't carry them out, you get daddy. Okay, if you don't get daddy, then, you know, try to get the bouncer wherever you are with your kid, okay? You don't want to ignore the child, okay? You don't want to have them sitting there screaming in the middle of a restaurant or in the middle of a store or whatever and just act like nothing's going on, because they will get louder. They will get louder, all right? And louder and louder. So, you know, sometimes if I'm in a position where I can't move them, I'll just look at them. Very blank, you know, very blank, apathetic face. You know, they say, what's the opposite of love? It's not hate. It's apathy. You know, kids hate apathy. Your spouse hates apathy. Being apathetic sometimes is unpredictable to them, and sometimes it really bothers them. So sometimes just looking at them, just kind of, you know, with tired eyes going, I'm kind of bored with this. Yeah, you done? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are in a situation where they could scream and, you know, just, you know, when you're done and you can talk to me, that'll be fine. So sometimes, you know, that'll work too. Again, you don't want to ignore them, but you also want to look like that the louder they scream, nothing's going to happen. Okay? If they're at an age where the psychology doesn't work, you know, there are some calming activities. You know, one time my kid was just, you know, having a fit. So I just started warming up the bath and I started kind of, you know, the bubbles and letting the soap. But I just kind of dealing with the bubbles and blowing the bubbles while he was just sitting there screaming next to the bath. And, you know, after a while, he then starts to look at the bubbles. So sometimes when they're young like that, you could also re-engage them. But, you know, the temper tantrums when they're young and babies, those are easier than the ones where they can't talk and they can't scream. Now, one of my patients, she had triplets. And she said she would be in the middle of Walmart. One of the triplets would throw a fit. She would leave the cart, and the cart would be full. You know, taking care of triplets. Okay, that cart would be full. She would just drop the cart, leave it in the middle of the aisle. And I'm sorry for those of you in Walmart that have to put everything back, but this, you know, it worked. She said, drop the cart, took them to the car, took them home, and discipline them. And, you know, of course, the other sisters are like, oh my gosh, why did you do that? Now mama's mad because now she's got to go back to Walmart later. And I was like, gosh, that's brilliant. The only problem is my kids knew that wouldn't work with me because I am just always on a tight schedule. You know, if I only have 15 minutes to shop, that's the only 15 minutes to shop I get that week. So I'm not going to drop everything and go. So unfortunately, when my kids would throw a temper tantrum for me not buying them a toy, I was kind of stuck. You know, and all I could say is, well, wait till we get home. And I really didn't do much because they knew by the time I got home, I would, you know, have to go on, you know, and go to the studio or do whatever I have to do, or go to work. So, you know, like I said, the kids know you. They do. But, you know, just don't let them get the better of you. You know, sometimes you could also look like, oh, yes, you're throwing this temper tantrum, so now I don't have to take it to the birthday party this weekend. Yay, oh, I get out of the birthday party this weekend. Good. This way I could take a nap. I could get my nails done. You're going to come with me to go get a pedicure. That's wonderful. Now I don't have to take it to the birthday party. I was waiting for you to do a cry. I was waiting for you to just scream. Oh, really? You sure? You're not crying anymore? Oh, come on. No, just throw a fit, please. I really don't want to take it to that birthday party. You know, things like that help also. But, you know, sometimes the kid does have something wrong with them. You know, they really do. I mean, especially the ones that can't communicate. I mean, they're not feeling well. They could have migraines. They could have, you know, we've talked about little babies when they wake up in the middle of the night screaming, take off their little booties, take off their socks, and make sure there's not a hair wrapped around their toe, cutting off the blood supply to their toe. You know, with babies, sometimes it's harder because you need to investigate what's going on. I would also check, you know, check their tummy. You know, is it a rigid abdomen? I mean, you know, what's going on here? Because, you know, with these kids, they can't communicate. But on the flip side, at least you can move them to another location. You can move them. But, you know, too many times I have parents say, look, you know, I try to discipline my kid in public and people, you know, they call the police. I'm like, well, what did you do? Well, I swatted him on the butt. I swatted him on the hand. I yelled at them. I cussed. Well, you know, we live in a society now where we can't, you know, we really don't have those types of freedoms. I mean, we cannot discipline our kids the way we may want to, even though we may not be abusive. If somebody else thinks it's abusive, they're going to call the police on you. They're going to call the cops. And it's really frustrating because we've talked about this on my show. Some of these kids really need a butt whooping. But I can't say that as a doctor because the American Association of Pediatrics and Family Practitioners, you know, we do not recommend spanking. We think it's not an effective form of dealing with behavior, and we should do other things like timeout, etc. But, you know, I see these kids out there, and you know them. You know, I mean, even my kids, they'll act up in public, you know, and I just pointed out to the other parents, you see that kid right there? That kid right there really needs a butt whooping. And all the moms agree. They go, that's right. Yeah, he needs a butt whooping. Absolutely. That kid right there. And then the other kid, the little brother starts to smile, right? And I go, that kid too. That kid needs one too. Maybe double. But I can't, you know, you can't. And so, you know, we find our own ways to discipline them. But I think we really have a generation of kids that are underdisciplined. I really do. I think kids listen to the television more. They listen to YouTube more. There's no respect for teachers, no respect for parents. And even though you don't want to use fear to elicit respect, you really don't want to. I mean, it worked in my family. I was scared to death of my parents. And I mean, I listened to them out of fear. But, you know, it causes a lot of, you know, later, you know, distrust and ill feelings. I mean, I want my kids to love me. I don't want them to fear me, but I definitely want them to respect me. I definitely want them to respect me. Now, you know, another thing you could do with your kids is, let's say, you know, your teenager is having a fit, or your adolescent, or your preteen, or whatever kid's having a fit. You go, that's not an appropriate way to communicate with me. Okay, you could write it down. Maybe write it down. But I'm not going to even listen to you when you're like that. I mean, give them a wall. And if they want to communicate with you, then they have to write it down, or they have to do it respectfully. You know, but also give them a choice. Say, look, I know you're mad about something. Right. And I do not listen to yelling, and I do not listen to disrespectful comments. So if you want to write something down that's appropriate, right, and not childish, I'll work with you. And, you know, you don't want to treat kids like kids sometimes because they get mad. So sometimes turn the tables around and treat them like an adult. Go, I would like you to air your grievances on paper. Air your grievances. We'll sit down and we'll review your grievances. Let's do it. Yeah, you know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to write this down. You got to be careful, though, because some of my kids will drop a couple four-letter words on what they write. You know, because they think because I'm writing it, I'm not saying it. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more to talk about, more medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
And we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are all saying goodbye to Dick Clark, who had died at age 82 of a heart attack. We've all loved Dick Clark. I mean, I was a huge fan of his American Bandstand. I mean, I really, really miss, you know, those types of shows. I know we have American Idol. It's a great show, but nothing like the caliber and quality like we had. And, you know, we forget all the stars that actually were able to launch their hits because of American Bandstand. I mean, I think the only two major groups that never guested on there were, I believe, the Rolling Stones and I think the Beatles. Other than that, everybody else, I think from Madonna to the Jackson 5 to David Cassidy to Run DMC to the Doors, Marvin Gaye, Go-Go's, etc., had performed on American Bandstand. And just, you know, an amazing show. And, of course, I loved watching him New Year's Eve. I'm not as impressed with the New Year's Eve shows that they have now. I guess what, Kathy Griffin decided to take off her clothes and was sitting there in her underwear. And, I mean, I like Anderson Cooper. He's a nice guy. But, you know, nothing like seeing Dick Clark and how handsome he was. And everybody would always say, oh, he looks so young. You know, he was, what, America's oldest teenager? Right, that's what they called him. So from what I understand, he did suffer from diabetes, did have history of arteriosclerosis, did suffer a stroke a few years back. I guess he had, oh, I wish I could find the quote. You know, one of his quotes, if I could remember, he was saying something to the effect of, and I really don't want to mess this up, but it's one of my favorite quotes. You know, he's like, I have no idea how long they'll let me be on air, you know, or be behind a microphone, but, you know, I'm going to, you know, make this work. And that was like in 2001, you know, so it's like after all those decades, right, he's still worried that they're not going to let him be on TV. It was just cute. And I think he was a part of many of our youth. And, so we say goodbye to him, 82 years old. Dick Clark leaves us. Okay. Interesting study. Japanese researchers have looked at bald mice. Bald mouse isn't that cute. It's not that cute at all. I'm looking at one. It's very pink. It's a little scaly. But I see a little tuft of hair, little tuft of black hair on the back of the neck of this mouse. Some women in my family have the same hair distribution. And it says, Japanese researchers have successfully grown hair on hairless mice by implanting follicles created from stem cells. Led by Professor Takashi Tsuji from Tokyo University of Science, the team actually bioengineered hair follicles and transplanted them onto the skin of hairless mice. Well, they could definitely have my hair follicles. I surely have plenty. Now, what's interesting about this, remember, a couple weeks ago we were talking about this gel that they were developing that would block receptors that cause the death of the hair follicle, etc., or the quiescence of the hair follicle. With this is hair regeneration therapy using stem cells. So kind of cool stuff. I don't really know, you know, what the clinical significance is. I really don't want hairy mice. I don't want bald mice. I really, you know, could do without the mice, but I realize our cats need something to chase. But, you know, maybe, you know, with stem cells is the thing of the future. They're going to stem cell everything. You know, we're going to stem cell new. Oh, I mean, we're stem celling everything as it is right now. So it's kind of cool stuff. They say maybe 3 to 5 years. This will be a cure for baldness, which, I mean, it is exciting. You know, it is exciting. It's just don't get us excited for something that still isn't even on the market yet and could be very expensive. And with the way healthcare is going, we probably won't be able to afford it or they won't allow it anyway. But keep working on it. It's nice. Keep working on it. All right. Another thing that I'm glad they're working on is a vaccine for brain cancer. Did you guys hear about this? This is cool. This is really, really cool. I don't know how expensive it is, but, you know, we've been playing around with vaccines for cancer for years now, and it's been very difficult to do, because when you come up with the vaccine, the whole purpose of a vaccine, and we've discussed vaccines on the show, is to induce an immune response. And so your body then in turn will fight something foreign and hopefully kill it or cause it to not infect or cause any pathology. So you have, let's say, a tumor like a glioblastoma multiforme, which is a very aggressive brain tumor. It killed one of our best men at the wedding. Kills patients within 15 months of diagnosis. I guess at least I guess 19 to 20,000 of these brain tumors a year we see in America. So, you know, very aggressive brain cancer. This is something we really want to knock out We really want to have a grasp on this one. The problem is vaccines for cancer, many times your body cannot elicit the immune response enough to really squash cancer, because you can't play around with cancer like you could sometimes do with infections. You know, sometimes you could partially kill the bacteria or the virus. Your body does the rest of the work and you could be good, but not with cancer. I mean, you want to get every cell to the last drop. Well, this vaccine, how it works is they actually take pieces of your own personal brain tumor. This is why this could be pretty expensive, but it may work. They take pieces of your own brain tumor. God forbid you ever get one. Okay? And then they ship it to, from what I understand, a lab that actually makes the vaccine, that turns around and makes the individual specific vaccine for your tumor. Then they give it back to you. And from what we understand, it has shown nearly 50% improvement in survival time. Now, the vaccine is known as HSPPC-96. It was tested in phase 2 clinical trials involving 40 patients with recurrent glioblastoma, like I said, the aggressive brain cancer that usually kills within 15 months. And the results of this trial indicated that the vaccine did increase average survival length of patients to 48 weeks compared to 33 weeks who didn't get the vaccine. Now, all right, do we have cure? Not yet. Not yet. But they say the 6-month survival rate was at 93%. So we're starting to get some improvement. And remember, when it comes to cancer, all right, it's a race against time. But we know that as time goes, there's better treatments and there's more things we could do. Now, unfortunately, my friend that died, died in the, I think it was late 90s, early 2000. No, because my son was born. He died, I think, 2000, 2001. Yeah, 15 months. 15 months within diagnosis. You know, so we really haven't advanced that quickly or that much with brain tumors, especially of this aggressive nature. But I like where they're going with this, okay? You know, giving everybody a blanket medicine sometimes doesn't work. But if you pull out the particular tumor, and again, you have some time to work with this, you pull out the tumor, you go, what would be ideal when you deal with these types of cancers? And you know, people go, oh, you know, gosh, these doctors are rocket scientists. Honestly, if you really look at medicine, you know, we're just as smart as anybody else. This is very... These are common sense concepts, but one thing that would be very, very productive is you have a type of tumor, and while you're trying to figure out what to do with that specific tumor for that person, you do some sort of a freezing or some sort of a containment process. So if they could come up with a containment process, so while you're working on this, it doesn't spread, then they come up with something that's tailor fit to your DNA, to your particular type of tumor, to your particular brain cell, zap it with it, let go of the restraint, see what happens. I mean, it's very mechanical what we can do. It's just we haven't found something that's safe. We haven't found something that doesn't hurt regular cells. I mean, we do things in mice all the time. But sometimes with these clinical trials, they're very expensive. We don't have the funding. These companies don't have the promise that their vaccine will get paid for so they don't continue. You know, you kind of wonder how many of these things that they have been working on that really could be out there never get out there because there's either no funding or no one's going to be able to make a profit, so they just stop production. Oh, doesn't that kill you? All right, guys, stay on board. We've got another hour coming up. If you can't stay on board, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.